growing your beauty business doesn't have to be overwhelming. It's all about mastering a few key strategies and systems to save you time. Welcome to Beauty Marketing Simplified, a podcast dedicated to helping you on your entrepreneurial journey. I'm your host, April Meese. I'm a permanent cosmetic artist that built my six-figure business while only working 3 days a week and raising twin toddlers. I'm here to tell you it is possible for you too. With a background in spa marketing, it's my mission to help women worldwide get more profits while pursuing their passion and purpose. Let's transform your beauty business for more income and less stress starting right now.
Hey, hey, my friend. So it's been a hot minute, but I wanted to come to you and talk to you about a topic that I've been getting a lot of requests for, and that is about how to use your points for airline points and how to use your business to fly first class to get travel for virtually free. And it's a hot topic that I think you guys will be interested in. It's something that I've been using in my business. We've been doing it probably for about 5, maybe 6 years now. And I've done an episode before about business tax write-offs and things like that, like how you can take family vacations and write that off. I've done episodes like that before. These are things that I usually just share with my community, but I wanted to give some tips in case you're wanting to take a vacation this summer or anytime soon, and how you can travel virtually nothing. So hopefully this is helpful. So the first thing is you want to know your destination. And of course, with traveling, you want to know that where you're going. And once you've decided where your destination is, the next thing that you're going to do is you're going to apply for some credit cards. Now, here's the thing. You don't want to apply for credit cards that are your airline credit cards or are just for one particular hotel. Now, there is a little bit of a caveat, and I'll tell you that in just a moment. But a lot of times people think, oh, I travel all of the time with Delta, therefore I'm just going to get a Delta credit card. That can work for you, but what you'll see is when you're wanting to use the points, you want to be flexible. So make sure that the credit card that you're applying for isn't tied to one particular airline. And this is important because a lot of times you're going to transfer your points to different airlines, right? For example, it's recommended to fly one way on one airline and then the other way on a different airline. And so you need to be flexible because oftentimes the round trip are going to either one, not be available, or two, max out your points. So this does take a little bit of research and this does take a little bit of preparation in advance. So you've decided your destination. So for me, we've taken family vacations and had different parts paid for. We've gone to Hawaii and New York and different vacations and I've been able to write it off. And last year I was able to fly 4 people first class to Europe. And so, you know, that's really big luxury. And that would have been expensive had that just been out of pocket and we were able to do that with points. So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to spill all the beans on how you can do that as well. And you're going to be glad that you are tuned in and listening here. So again, you've decided where you're going to go. Next thing that you're going to do is you're going to look up what airlines fly to that destination. Okay. So what airlines fly to that destination? And this is important because oftentimes the airline that you're thinking about taking might not be the airline that you end up taking or coming back from. Okay. So you want to look at all of your options and all of your possibilities. Okay. And also be open to know that there could be even a layover that, you know, is going through another city that will get you there. But we'll get to that in just a moment. So you decide where you're going to go. You looked at the airlines that are flying into it. Now you want to look at who that airline alliance is with. So for example, there's a Star Alliance. You know, there's different airlines that are together. So if you frequently fly on American, you also can fly on British and you can transfer your points to British Airways. You can also fly on, I believe Alaskan is with American. And there are lots of international carriers that also work with American. Okay, so you could use your points that you already have saved up with one airline, but also use your points that you're going to get with the credit cards and combine them and transfer them to one of the partners in that alliance. Okay. So for example, maybe American does not do the flight to Paris at a good rate, but British Airways does. And so I will use that alliance. All right. The next thing that you're going to do is you're going to look at credit cards that are affiliated with that alliance. So for example, American Airlines is not actually tied to very many credit cards. They have their own, of course. But again, we don't want you to get a credit card that is going to just be with one airline, because with that, then you're not flexible, and you need to be flexible because things can change last minute in your planning. So, and you, when you're looking for the best possible option, especially if you're traveling with a larger family, like a family of four, you have to be flexible. So for me, I was looking at credit cards. I'll tell you, two of the best ones are actually Chase and Capital One. You want to apply for the ones that have a lower fee. Some of them are free, obviously, but if they have a lower fee, like around $95, those are the ones that are usually more doable. Now, some people are like, oh, well, you know, $95. Remember, you're getting that international flight for this, okay? So, and usually you can find deals with Chase and Capital One, $95 fee, and that's an annual fee. And with that, you can get somewhere, anywhere between, depending on the time, a bonus of 60,000 to 75,000 miles. Now, if you think about that, 65,000 to 75,000 miles, I know that for many airlines, that is a round trip in the same country. And it could be, just depending on the destination, it could be a one-way flight paid for, or maybe depending on the specials they're running, could even be a round trip international. But it's not going to get you first class. So hang with me. I'm going to have some, you're going to need a little more miles for this. So I have some other bonuses and things to tell you about. So it's about $95. Now, the fees can go from $95 for the year to $95, I think, Rose Gold, American Express Business Card. Those can be around $295. Obviously, there are platinum cards that can go up to about $695, you know, $695. And so at that point, you're thinking, that doesn't even seem like it's worth it. They also have other benefits that come with it, but I'll save that for part two and kind of explain that. And that is also really good for hotels. But just going back to a point for today is that you have your airline, you have your credit card that is going to transfer the points. Okay, this is the thing that you want. You may want to make sure that you can transfer the points and that it's a good transfer rate. It's usually about 1-to-1, meaning 1 point equals one airline mile, or if they go by thousands, it would be like one, you know, 1,000 to 1,000, that type of thing. Now, usually when it is a $95 credit card fee, it is also a minimum spend, meaning that they want you to spend a minimum of $3,000 to $4,000 in the first 3 months of having the card. Now, if you're applying for lots of credit cards, and by the way, you want to, let me just back up and say that you want to apply for your MasterCards and Visas first, and then your American Express type of cards after that. And then if you really wanted to keep traveling and getting racking up the points, then you would do your business cards after your personal cards. But MasterCard and the Visas usually take a little bit more to get approved. And if you've had too many credit card pulls, if they're pulling your credit, then it might be harder to get that. So go for your MasterCards first, and then your American Expresses are very easy to usually get those cards. So again, you're looking at the $95, that's the annual charge that it has for you. And then it's a minimum spend. You want to get a credit card that is going to really go to your lifestyle, right? Some credit cards give you 4 times the points on, I think it's Capital One or Chase. It's one of those two. Give you 4 times the points on groceries and meals. If you eat out a lot or if you buy a lot of groceries, that's a great value. Others have great 3 to 4 times the points on travel. But if you don't travel a lot, that's not a great value, right? You want to look at ones that maybe give you 2 times the points on gas, that type of thing. So that, again, you're able to get more points. But we're just talking about to get that initial bonus of those 60 to 75,000 points when you first sign up with a card. Okay, so to get that bonus, you have to have that minimum spend in the first 3 to 4 months. Every card is a little bit different. And in order to get that, what I recommend is going to a Staples or an Office Depot or a business supply place that also sells gift cards. Now, you're going to get gift cards that you would be using in the future. So these could be gift cards that are for American Express or gift cards that are for restaurants that you would go to or things that you frequently use. Any gift card that you would either give as a gift or use down the line, okay? So we don't want you to go in debt or go in the hole just to take a vacation, even though, you know, in a way it pays for itself. The main thing is that a lot of times when you look at these minimum spends, and especially if you're applying for 2 to 3 cards, most people are like, wow, I'm not going to be able to put like $6,000, $9,000 or more on a card in 3 months. Now, if it's your business card and you're running ads, you could easily do that. Or if you have a lot of business expenses, sometimes people, if they pay rent, they can put those things or car payments on the credit cards, things like that will help you get those minimum requirements up. But again, I recommend going to the Staples or an Office Depot or a place, a supply store that sells the gift cards. And so when you're buying it there, when you're buying the gift cards there, it comes up as a business expense or a marketing expense. Versus if you are buying the gift card at a grocery store, sometimes those gift cards are not included in the minimum spend. So make sure you read the fine print, okay? Because some are included and some aren't included. But many times the ones at Staples are included, and that's what we did. So we were able to buy the gift cards that we would be using on the trip, that we would be using down the road. And so it was an expense now, but it wasn't just money that we're throwing away. It's money that we're going to use, okay? So again, we have decided the destination that we're going to go to. We have researched what airlines travel to that destination. We've looked at the airlines' partnerships and the alliances that they have. And the other thing that we've done is we've looked at the credit cards that will connect with them and where we can transfer miles to. All right, now going back to where we were at, the next thing that you're going to do is you're going to look at those credit cards again that have the best benefits for you, depending on where you spend the money, that also have the point system that's going to work for you and that will transfer to the airlines that you want. And again, are not tied to a certain airline. I made that mistake. I thought that I was going to fly one way with one airline and got their credit card. And it turns out when I looked at the flights that we needed, and especially remember, since we're doing one-way trips, whoever you're flying on the way there, I think we flew, when going to London and Paris, we flew American there, and then we flew Iberia back. Now, I have never flown on Iberia before, so I didn't even know really about this airline and the partnership, and Iberia is a Spanish airline. So we went from Paris to, I believe, Madrid, you know, Spain, and then to the U.S., and again, all of that was first class and all of that was paid for with points, okay? So what we did is we were able to, again, a family of four in first class with just a little bit of fees. You know, you just pay a small fee. Sometimes you can do it with no fees, but for what we were wanting to do, there was a little bit of a fee, but basically almost free, okay? And that is a long flight. Like, I can't remember. I have to look it up. I want to say, because we came to, you know, obviously all the way to California. So I can't remember if it was like 10 hours or something like that. You know, we slept. It was flat beds all the way down. There was a door that closed. Like, it was everybody had their own private cabin, meals, like all of those things, right? And so, again, it was like such a great treat. And I was a little reluctant to talk about it. And obviously, you know, that was last year and we've done these trips and I haven't talked about it. Because I didn't want to seem like it was bragging, but I knew that there'd be somebody that would, again, benefit from these tips. And I was sharing these tips with a friend. I was sharing them with Vicki Hansen, you guys might know. And other people were reaching out to me, asking for me to talk about it. So I thought, okay, I'm going to talk about it. So again, I just want to give you tips. We'll probably do this in a two-part because there's a lot of like do's and don'ts. But the few of the things that I wanted to mention is don't sign up for the credit cards that are specific to just one airline. You want to make sure that the credit card is a generic card, like a Capital One. They have different ones. Chase. I should have brought the cards to remember, like Supreme or, you know, there's different levels. Sapphire, I want to say, is Chase Sapphire card, right? There's different levels with them. And I'll do this in two parts. And next time I'll talk about like how you can get the hotel stays as well. So again, when I went to actually check for the airlines, I had to see who flies in and out of that airline and where my points would transfer to. And that's why, again, I never thought I would be flying on Iberia. I had never even heard of them, but and it was from Paris to California. They had that layover, which was really quick, like a 2-hour layover in Spain, and then straight from Spain to the US to California. And that ended up being the best bet. And we were able to get, again, the miles for the flights for next to nothing for four people, because you also have to look for availability. You know, a lot of these flights, that was first class. So sometimes if they have a business class, you're going to have more selection. But first class was, again, these were private rooms with the door. I mean, completely really isolated, like a lot of privacy. It was very small. I'm trying to think of the configuration on that plane was one on the sides of the windows and two in the middle. So that's how we were separated. And there were probably only 5 rows. So, you know, if you think about that, that's like 20 seats. So those seats go fast. So you need to be obviously preparing in advance. You're going to have to get the tickets, or you're going to have to get the credit cards at least 3 to 4 months in advance to get that signing bonus. You don't get that extra 60 to 70,000 point bonus until you've finished that minimum spend in the first 3 to 4 months, depending on what they have. So you have to plan out at least that far in advance. I recommend doing at least 6 months in advance, 6 or more, but that's it. Okay, I'm losing my voice. It's kind of late. I need to go, but I wanted to jump on here real quick, give you that little bit of information. Again, we'll have two parts to this. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. There's so many little tips and tricks, and I probably will also come back and put a little resource for you on that you can find. It's not something I normally talk about, but I do think that it's helpful. And definitely for a business, if this is a business card, or if you're able to put a lot of your business expenses on this card, the credit card that you get, you know, any supplies that you have, any big purchases, if you need any equipment or furniture for your office, again, marketing, if you're doing ads or anything like that, any big expense like that, all can go on your credit card that you get points for. And so that's just a few of the tips for now. And thanks for tuning in. And I will see you on part two, where I give you breakdown some of the other points for hotels and more. Bye for now. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Beauty Marketing Simplified podcast. And if you enjoyed today's episode, we would love to hear from you. Make sure you subscribe, download, and also leave us a review. Let us know any topics that you would like to hear about. And also definitely refer it to a friend. Thank you again for joining us. I'm signing off. This is April with Grit and Grace. Hugs and high fives. See you next week.